Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce cost and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/strange. 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 Hey, strangers. Today, we want to share with you a little treat, a teaser for one of our favorite premium episodes. It's called The Crying Boy, and it's about a very sweet painting that's purported to harbor a very concerning curse. If you like what you hear, you can check out all 34 of our current premium episodes on your platform of choice. You can join us on Patreon, Apple Premium, or on Supercast. Patreon is $5 a month with lots of perks and ad-free early release regular episodes. Or you can get the premium releases for $2.99 on Apple or Supercast. And don't forget, there are 2 full-length bonus episodes released every month. And not to worry, you'll have your regular episode in your feed on Tuesday. We hope you enjoy The Crying Boy more than the painting's owners did. I'm Laura Norton, and this is One Strange Thing, the show where we search the nation's news archives for stories that can't quite be explained. Strangers, we've shared stories about cursed objects on this show before, and the setup is almost always the same. There's a strange thing for sale. The current owner gives a vague warning to prospective buyers. A prospective buyer ignores the warning, takes the object home, and is subjected to misfortune, ranging from minor accidents to death. Unlike us, it seems that not everyone has a horror movie audience in their head at all times, yelling things like, "No, don't buy the obviously evil doll." Of the objects that we've covered before, the internet usually plays a role in how quickly the story of an object spreads, and how quickly the story takes on a life of its own. And in this context, by the internet, we often mean eBay, because that's where both bidding wars and urban legends are born. Take, for example, a painting titled The Hands Resist Him by William Stoneham. Per the lineup, it was originally painted on commission in 1972, but it became famous on eBay in 2000. And it's easy to understand why. The painting features a young boy and a child-sized doll standing outside a glass door. The doll has empty black eye sockets, and there are dismembered children's hands pressing against the glass behind the pair, as if reaching for them from the abyss. So, yes, it's a totally upbeat, everyday painting destined for a suburban living room. According to the eBay listing, the painting was not only spooky to look at, but also spooky to own. Per the lineup, the seller said the painting was haunted, or at least cursed. At night, the figures in the painting were said to move, argue, or leave the painting entirely. What's more, there were 3 people, an art critic, a gallery owner, and an actor, who all died a few years after owning or coming into contact with the painting, before it was ever posted on eBay. It was enough of a story to earn the eBay listing almost 30,000 visitors. As for William Stoneham, the artist who made the piece, he eventually revealed that he painted it to represent his feelings about having been adopted as a child. According to the lineup, he said that the door in the painting represented a barrier between worlds, and the reaching hands were the other lives that he could have lived. We can only hope that the troubles he was processing in that painting are now happily resolved. But the other details, a painting that moves when you're not looking, that's something we've heard of before. It's a classic horror movie trope, after all. The same can be said of an object that causes harm to its owners. After all, on this show, we've already talked about a very cursed wine cabinet and the celebrity that it terrorized. But today, strangers, we have a story about a cursed object that's a bit more heated. Maybe even a little fiery. Today, we're discussing the curse of the crying boy. And no, it's not a Scooby-Doo or Nancy Drew title, though we think it would make a great one. Now, we know that we just spent a good amount of time talking about eBay, and we promise we'll make our way back to the internet eventually. But this story has two parts, one that took place in the tabloids of Merry Old England, and a second set on the World Wide Web. For the first part, we're going to take you to a village called Swallow's Nest in Rotherham, South Yorkshire. To envision where this is on a map, draw a line roughly from the northern tip of Wales to the eastern coast of England. Swallow's Nest is roughly in the middle of that line. Now, you also need the following information. In 1980s England, there was a mass-produced painting print that was very, very popular. It portrayed a boy, probably about 3 or 4 years old, who was staring at the viewer as huge tears rolled down his cheeks. He wasn't crying in the way that real children cry, with scrunched up, snotty faces. No, he was stoic and beautiful. The boy wore simple clothes, and the background around him was plain, just artistic strokes of light and shadow. Odds were, if you walked into a working-class home in the 1980s in Britain, there would probably be a painting of a crying boy on the wall. Well, we can't account for British taste, but we did find one personal explanation. On British folklorist Dr. David Clark's website, users commented that their parents or grandparents had purchased paintings because the boy portrayed looked like one of their children. There were other reasons too, but we'll get to those later. So, now you have that context, and we're headed back to Swallow's Nest, England. In 1985, a newspaper called The Sun ran a story about a couple from Swallow's Nest, May and Ron Hall, who had survived a terrible house fire caused by a deep fat fryer. Now, the important thing to note here is that The Sun is a tabloid. Their reporting doesn't necessarily aim for accuracy, but rather for readership. So, of course, this was not just a story about a house fire. It was also a story about a cursed painting that was accused of being an important part of the fire's origin. You see, the couple had a print of the crying boy in their home. Of all the things that were destroyed in the fire, the kitchen, the living room, and most of the furniture around the painting, the portrait of the crying boy survived without so much as smoke damage. Yet, what escalates the situation from odd to curse-worthy is the fact that this was not the first time a print of a crying boy painting had survived a blaze. Per the same Sun article, one of the Halls had a brother in the fire department who told the couple that he'd pulled, quote, too many prints of a crying boy from other house fires in the area, and all of them were undamaged too. In fact, per British folklorist Dr. David Clark, it would later emerge that one of the fire officers had, quote, personally logged 50 crying boy fires dating back to 1973. And strangers, with this, the proverbial match was struck. Or maybe not so proverbial this time. According to the Eastern Daily Press, a month after the first article in The Sun, another house in Merseyside, Northwest England, caught fire and burned to the ground. Everything was destroyed. The furniture, the electronics, even the wallpaper. Everything except for several copies of the crying boy painting. They still hung on the ruined walls. The same article also included the story of a local pizza parlor that had caught fire a few days later. That parlor, too, had a crying boy painting. Despite the fact that it was hanging only a few feet away from where the fire started, it came out unscathed.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.